USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell thinks it's unlikely that President Trump would be removed from office in an impeachment trial.
If it were today, I don't think there's any question it would not lead to a removal.
Talking with reporters at the Capitol, McConnell argues that House Democrats seem hell-bent on impeaching the president. The Kentucky Republican also says,
well, I'm not going to start commenting on all of these episodes that occur on a daily basis.
A leaked video shows ABC News anchor Amy Robach slamming her own network for allegedly sitting on a Jeffrey Epstein story 3 years ago. The hot mic moment shows Robach venting to colleagues that network executives refused to air an interview that she did with the Epstein accuser. ABC News released a statement saying at the time not all the reporting met our standards to air, but we never stopped investigating this story. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
So there's this guy named Jordan, and he's a healthy guy. He's a dad of six, and he works as a guide in Alaska. But then he goes to the doctor, and he's diagnosed with cancer, stage four. And here's the thing. He had switched from medical insurance to MediShare, which is a Christian healthcare sharing ministry. So the question for Jordan and his wife, Jenny, was, is this really going to work?
Our medical bills exceeded $160,000. MediShare members shared all our bills.
And it was about more than just the money, too. This is a real community.
MediShare is a family, a group of people that stick with you through the hardest times of your life. I just don't know how I could have done it without MediShare.
It's so worth looking into. There's a reason this is growing so fast. If you want to find out more, here's a number for you. 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
President Trump says it's time to wage war on drug cartels in Mexico following the death of nine Americans in the country. Trump tweeted he wants to wipe the cartels off the face of the earth. Brandon Judd, president of the Border Patrol Council, tells Fox News,
as we continue to do a better job on the border, we can expect to see more violence. It's rare that cartels lash out at American citizens unless we're cutting into their profits, which is what's happening right now with the policies that are taking place. And with the Mexican government becoming a true border security partner, you can expect to see more violence.
Boeing CEO Dennis Muilenburg is giving up his annual bonus worth millions because of backlash over two deadly crashes of the 737 MAX aircraft. Boeing chairman David Calhoun says Muilenburg called him and recommended he not receive any bonuses, which is most of his compensation. Muilenburg did testify before a House and Senate committee last week on Capitol Hill. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
In Capitol Hill News, FBI Director Christopher Wray is testifying before a Senate Homeland Security Committee. The senator, in his opening statement, discusses some of the threats we face, including from China.
The Chinese government is now targeting our innovation through a wider-than-ever range of actors, not just Chinese intelligence officers conducting both traditional and cyber espionage, but people they enlist to help them, like contract hackers, certain graduate students and researchers, insider threats within U.S. businesses, and a whole variety of other actors working on behalf of China. We see the Chinese government encouraging and even assisting the abuse of incentive plans like the so-called Thousand Talents Program, plans that offer cash and other enticements to bring American information back to China, information that is often actually trade secrets and other innovations stolen from American companies and universities. And we're seeing Chinese companies then using that stolen technology to compete against the very American companies it belongs to. We're seeing intellectual property and data theft from companies and academic institutions of just about every size in just about every sector. This is a threat to our economic security and in many respects a threat to our national security.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.